Okay.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And if you work the night shift, hello in the middle of the night. This is DeQuasia Canales. I'm one of the VPs for 1199 at CIU here in the Florida region. And we're in for our next series of the Nurse Betsy Show. This series is about COVID-19, the virus, the myths that we need to bust, and of course, the vaccinations. It's a three-part series. One part is with our members in hospitals, and then in long-term care, our nursing homes, and then finally with our staff and the way that we have been engaging or negotiating with management. And so, members of 1199 in Florida, I turn it over to Betsy Marvel in order for her to go ahead and introduce our guests so we can go ahead and get our show started. Betsy, the floor is yours.
Oh, thank you, DeQuasia. Yes, we have a very special guest this day. We have two of our great nurse leaders from Kendall Regional Medical Center. We have Wilson Olivo and Rublas Ruiz. And if you have the misfortune of needing hospitalization for COVID, these are the two guys you want to take care of you, because they are experienced in many ways and they have stepped up to take care of COVID patients. So I'm going to turn it over to them. If each one of you could just tell us a little bit about yourselves, how long you've been nurses, how long you've been at Kendall, why you stepped up to take care of COVID patients, all of that.
My name is Rublas Ruiz. I'm a registered nurse here at Kendall Regional Medical Center in the ICU department. I've been working here for the past 9 years. Recently, last year, when the pandemic started, I decided to be in the COVID area, just like Wilson. And then we decided to stay there because we wanted to make a difference. And while everybody was kind of hesitant to be there, and then they wanted to be rotated, we decided to stay there. And then we were like fine until I got sick last month, actually July 22nd. So I got sick, I contracted the virus, and I was 7 days at home plus another 6-7 days in the hospital. And it was not really a good experience or a pleasant experience. And in summary, it was being on the other side of the story. Instead of taking care of patients with COVID, so I was the patient now. So
perspective,
right? So seeing patients with COVID, being with this high flow oxygen, the BiPAP, and being how they lack for the oxygen, how bad and how difficult it is to see these patients receiving or lacking for air, oxygenated air. It was hard for me to watch them and see how they deteriorate until the point of getting intubated. Now I was scared not to be intubated, and I was scared while I was in 2 liters nasal cannula not to be in the progress of going downhill to the intubation point, because I know how this virus behaves, how this virus affects the body and how it works in the body. So I was super scared. I had this episode where I had this, we can say the hyperventilation. And then I was lacking for the air. I took this 2 liters of nasal cannula off to go to the bathroom real quick. I thought I was gonna be fine. And then I had this moment where I was seeking for oxygenated air. I had to run back to the bed and get those 2 liters nasal cannula, put it back on, And then I was, from that moment, I didn't get out from that bed for nothing at all. So I decided to stay on bed for the rest of the time I was in the hospital. And I got a lot of intravenous antibiotic, the antiretroviral intravenous. And then I was, you know, I was really weak, and then hoping not to progress in sense of getting back. And the point of this, I reflected myself, and then I decided to get vaccinated. Because it's not a, I was not vaccinated before, because I was thinking that the vaccination needed a little bit more research from the company, from the companies that were making the vaccination, and they just you know, they needed to be a little bit more into deep details, so research of the vaccination. But after seeing all the patients that are recently in our ICU, most of them, or the majority of them, are not vaccinated.
Right.
And young patients that are in their 30s and 40s, they're not vaccinated, and they are suffering the consequences of being intubated with this final step of the treatment, the intubation process. Okay. So I decided to get vaccinated, and it's not a matter of a political issue, like most people think, and most people are speculating, and it's a matter of health issue. Mm-hmm. So it's we kind of are encouraging the public to have this vaccination, so in order to be safer and to protect their families and themselves. So now Pfizer is the, I would say, the company that is most popular in the market now. And why not to get vaccinated, thinking people that the vaccination has some sort of magnet inside or some sort of chip inside. If Pfizer is the maker of, we can say, the Eliquis, which is a very popular medication. It's an anticoagulant. Mm-hmm. And they also ampicillin. Have, they produce and they make ampicillin, which is an antibiotic, and Meotrom, which is an antiarrhythmic medication. And then I'm gonna give the word to Wilson now. He's gonna say what he thought when I got sick and what he decided to do. Great. Also, if he's allowed to talk now.
Yeah, Wilson is allowed to talk in one moment. Well, this is the equation. Wilson's allowed to talk in one moment, but Rubless, I just want to underscore a point that you made. You and Wilson just listed out like five or six other medications that Pfizer made. And the point of raising the attention to that is that they make so many other medications and vaccines, and none of that has the rumors out there in terms of it altering your body and implanting you with microchips. So there's no way that this vaccine is doing something of the same thing. Right. So I'm going to ask Betty, if you can, after Wilson shares his story, can you come back and talk to us for a moment about some of those myths and how we clear it up?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, perfect. All right, Wilson, the floor is yours. Thank you.
Well, my name is Wilson. I'm also an ICU nurse with Rublas. I've been already 20 years and nurse, and I was working here with Rublas, and then like 1 year ago I went to another hospital, and then I decided to come back with Rublas. We always working together, we are like very dynamic, so we decided to go to the Kobe, both of us, just to help people and to encourage actually the patients, because normally like everybody knows, when you have COVID and you in the hospital, there's no visiting.
Right.
So they spend most of all the admission, they spend it without nobody. So we decide just to make the difference, to be there for them. Like we always say together, we say, we never know when we're gonna be there. And that was the moment that Rubla was there.
Yes.
So So it was kind of a shocking, you know, because normally we were thinking, you know, you feel young, you have, you're taking care of yourself, you're drinking vitamins, you have all your PPE on, you have your mask, you have everything, you clean your hands, you are with your family members also the same. And you think in your mind, you say, this is not going to touch me, but because I already know everything, you know, maybe it's people that doesn't clean your hands or something like that, but this vital doesn't think about any people. It just get you. Mm-hmm. So seeing Rubla like that, I say, well, I think I'm going to get vaccinated, you know, because at the beginning, everybody was thinking about research. And a company like Pfizer, they do a lot of research before they give a branch from them. Because obviously we're going to take back of them. And we were thinking every time we were giving medication for the patient, we look in the on the back of the medication and say, look, this is Pfizer. Hey, but this is Pfizer. Because at the beginning, you don't think about the manufacturer. You're just thinking about the medication. Mm-hmm. But when you have a medication like the vaccine that they have, and they say, no, this is this company, this is another company. You're thinking about the branch. I want to know what is going on. You know, is it good for your body or not? And then you've seen like 95% of our patients, they're not vaccinated. And you see young people, you see unhealthy people, healthy people, and it gets you. So at that moment, I saw Rublas and I was speaking with him. I said, look, I'm going to get vaccinated. Because normally when you get, I have been noticed people that come vaccinated and they just spend like 3 days, 4 days, like a regular flu. So I say, well, I think the vaccination is the way to go because at least you have something to get, you know, get covered. So if you drink, like we were talking about it, you drink a liquid because it's anticoagulation, you drinking antibiotics, that you appearly don't know what is going on inside that medication, what's going to give you the spirometer effect on your system. Why you don't do the same thing with the vaccine when you can, could save your life. So at that moment we decided to vaccinate, you know? And it was kind of hard for us because I always working with him and we taking care with the patient, try to make a little smile on the patient. And at that moment it's backwards. We trying to make a smile to each other. I said, well, Rubla, we had to, what? And then he just thinking about, we were thinking at the beginning about all the patients that we have. Most of them didn't make it. Mm-hmm. And thinking about that, he was kind of like a little down and said, no. We had to think about what we do good for the patient. What we have been for the patient, you have to stay positive.
And I saw a lot of patients getting out of the hospital and getting out of the ICU. So I was focusing on those patients that were like, that had positive outcomes with the sickness. And then I try to keep my mind positive in that sense, thinking of those that made it out of the ICU and then out of the hospital. And then that's what, that by then it was 2020, the vaccination was not out there. But then I try to keep my mind positive on those patients. But definitely seeing this patient, the reason that I was more scared because of the many patients, young patients that I saw that were in the ICU by the time I was here, that were intubated and non-vaccinated.
Yeah.
And then that's why we're kind of encouraging the public to do the vaccination.
Exactly. Even and to our co-workers, I say, after seeing all this, we definitely want to be vaccinated. Because like Rubla said, and I specified, this is not a political thing because Pfizer is not political. Pfizer is for the people. And it's a health issue.
Exactly.
And doesn't help.
Like you were saying at the beginning, there was even a patient, you remember? We have a patient that said, I'm not going to put the vaccine because they have a microchip and they're going to control you like robot. I said, why do you think things like that? You know,
you hear so many crazy things.
Yeah.
Right. There's a lot of myths out there. One of them is that that it'll make you infertile if you take it, or like the microchip.
Having a lot of women that have been coming here pregnant to get delivered, so the vaccine doesn't let you start.
Right. And so as healthcare workers, as nurses, like you already said, you were worried about research and was it a reputable company? And now Pfizer has full FDA approval. Also the others probably will follow soon. Do you think that's a good way to talk to your coworkers, is saying, it sounds like you have a good understanding that this is a reputable company, that this has been researched for many years and this is reliable and I have confidence in it, right?
Definitely. That's the way, that's why we approach everybody, just to let them know. Because normally when it's something new, everybody just stop and think about it. But at the same time, like I tell some of the people, well, with this a new brand new car that everybody know, I want that brand new car, but you don't know if the brake is functional well or not, but anyway, you buy it because you want that car. So why you don't do the same thing with your body? You want to be alive. That's your one thing that you always want to be taking care of yourself, you know?
And another thing I think I hear too is, like you said, I'm young, I'm in good shape, I take my vitamins, I feel good, I shouldn't, I protect myself, I shouldn't be at risk. But however, it's still, Rublev's got it, right? Even though you're taking care of yourself, you're in good shape, you protect yourself, it's still so contagious that you got it, right? And so I think that's what I hear from a lot of healthcare workers is, I don't really need this, because I'm in good shape.
Yeah, so, that's not about the shape. It's just, even if you're a healthy person, like he can tell you about it, you can even get it.
This, I thought it was kind of immunized because of the time I was there. I thought I was not going to get it, in the sense that I was there and I saw many co-workers that were working with me and with us, and they got sick. But as a matter of fact, we don't know, or they don't know where they finally got it, because you get it, you don't know where you got it from. And then I was always protecting myself. We were always protecting ourselves. And then I thought that I was exposed to all this viral load from patients, that I thought I was like Superman, a superhero. I was not gonna carry. And then at the end, I got it. And then I saw the way I was with this sickness, and finally decided to that vaccination is the only way out of it.
Yeah, just sometimes you feel like immune because you have been exposed in the in the union with so many virus that you get resistance. So at the beginning you say, "Oh, this is not going to happen to me," because we already have been exposed to many virus and so many bacteria around it. So we already immune. That's not the case.
And we were thinking that we were the king of COVID. The kings of COVID.
You're the COVID king. Our
fans, you know? Like the cartoons. And
you are forever the COVID king.
That story in our minds.
Yeah.
But definitely, virus is real. Patients get sick for real. And we have to do what we have to do.
Yeah.
And it is very trustable, the company Pfizer, and they're for good, and they have many, many medications that people nowadays receive, and then they get medication from this company, and they're really good medications, and why not to trust the vaccination?
Exactly.
And it's, it's really good coming from nurses who are right in the forefront of COVID. You are the experts. You see what's happening. And when you tell people, you know, nurses are always trusted. We always win the Gallup poll every year that we're the most trusted people, and with good reason. And it really, really matters that you have gotten this message out, and that we're getting this message out from you, because you are the experts, and you've now experienced it yourself, which is so scary. I'm so glad you're fine. I didn't even know you were sick. I'm like, oh my gosh, when I saw that. And you're back to work already really quickly. And we know this virus is, I'm sure you've seen, unpredictably. Some, you can't predict, can you, who's going to get better and who's not?
No, no. Sometimes we sometimes just think about it. A new, brand new patient that comes and you saw 80-year male and you say, I think this is going to be bad for him because he's already too weak. And then you can see him doing much better. And then the 30-year gentleman that came, he's already intubated and doing mm-hmm. very bad. So it can get you dumb. This vital doesn't matter if your age, how you doing, if you have previous sickness. Mm-hmm. It when it gets you, it gets you.
And the equation's going to show the video. And we just want to ask you, why did you decide to do the news story?
Okay.
why did you decide to do it? Because
we decided because one it is that we want the people and family members and also co-workers and other hospitals also to know that normally when they are talking about the vaccine, which it is help everybody. You see on the news or just on the TV, you see political people and maybe you see Jennifer Lopez or something like that. And this is not a political thing. This is a healthy issue. And people doesn't trust government sometimes. People doesn't trust the people from the news and all that. Mm-hmm. But if a doctor can go inside there and talk about it. And maybe a nurse that he looking every time and looking this, it make the difference. Like Rubla said at the beginning, that's why we decide to go to the Kobe area because we want to make the difference. So I think this also is a good opportunity because we're not treating people that are good. We just treating bad people, but with this new, we can treat also the other people in the other side are doing well. And before they come here, why you cannot prevent that getting sick with this vaccine? So that's why we decided to do it.
And also to show the public, the world, that being on the other side of the story, being a healthcare worker, healthcare professional, you can have another perspective if you're not vaccinated. So how difficult or how can you compare being on this side of the story, not being a patient, not being a caretaker, being a patient, the difference, and you can share how your emotions are. You can share and you tell the world how you feel as a patient, how patients feel, how patients suffer this virus, how our patients can be experiencing this lack of oxygenated air when they have these episodes. My episode was short when mm-hmm. I went to the bathroom, from the bed to the bathroom, but imagine these patients that are on high flow oxygen bypass, that the lack of air, oxygenated air is constant, is continuous. So my episode was short, mm-hmm. less than a minute, I would say. But imagine this episode constantly with a mask, with a bypass. And then how can you experience, and then how can you tell the world that you're a caretaker, healthcare professional, taking care of COVID patient, now you're on this side, and how difficult it is. Right. And then you can tell the world now that the vaccination makes a difference because now with this new how they call it?
That's a new brand.
How they call it? The new
The technology, the mRNA, or the...
No, how they call it? The Delta...
The new variant.
It is affecting people that are not vaccinated.
And young people. And it spreads more faster than the other.
Yeah, right.
So if you can prevent all that, why you don't do it?
That was really the message that we want to share. Right. The vaccination and being on the other side of the story.
All right, so I have it up. Okay. Can you all see the video clip on my screen?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll play it.
A powerful plea this morning from two men dubbed the COVID kings. Both work in the healthcare profession, and one caught the virus. They made vaccinations their message as a result, and Maricela Burgos reports now.
At the beginning of the pandemic,
I chose to be in the COVID area.
Rublas Ruiz volunteered to help treat patients with COVID-19.
I wanted to make the difference.
Many times within the past year and a half, he's been that nurse at Kendall Regional Medical Center, comforting patients who have been intubated.
I was the one going into the rooms and holding their hands and giving them hope, telling them, I know you cannot talk, I know you cannot express your feelings right now, but I'm here with you.
In July, Rublas tested positive for COVID-19.
So I didn't think of COVID because I've been dealing with COVID patients for the past year and a half.
He tried taking care of himself at home, but he kept getting weaker. Even a vaporizer wasn't making it easier for him to breathe. So he checked himself into his own hospital.
I think it's life-changing and really impacts our staff and to understand, you know, and promote, I think, the vaccination, which is probably the most important thing at this moment.
Rublas was not vaccinated.
I felt like I was strong, like I was not going to get it. And it is something new. Let me wait a little bit to see how it works in everybody. Really?
Wilson Olivo is one of his good friends. They regularly work side by side.
We were destroyed because one of our guys was down.
Rublas has no doubt they were the ones to help save his life. Once he got better, he got the shot. So did his friend Wilson.
When he saw me that I got sick, he immediately went ahead and got vaccinated.
Other nurses have gotten the shot too.
We have seen a major increase in our nurses who have gotten vaccinated because they see the difference.
Rublas was determined to make a difference, and sharing his story may just be another way of him doing that.
I'm talking and speaking with other friends and family members, encouraging them to get vaccinated because it's the way out of it.
Maricela Burgos, Today in Florida.
The critical care director says the majority of people who are being admitted with COVID-19 are not vaccinated.
Great job.
Thank you.
Well, part of nursing is prevention, right? A large part of nursing is prevention. And, you know, what you're doing, like you said, is not only getting the word out to your patients, to your coworkers, but to the community. And there's no more respected, you know, spokesperson than two COVID king nurses from Kendall. And we appreciate you being on here so much. And I know, like you said, there's a lot of myths going on out there, but it's not a political thing. It's a bipartisan virus. It affects young and old, unfortunately, this variant. And you have seen it and experienced it, unfortunately. I'm so glad you got through it. And now you're vaccinated and recommending vaccination. And did you have any problems with the vaccine? Was it have any side effects or anything that you had from it?
Nothing at all. Just like Wilson, we were fine.
Nothing. Fine. We just put the vaccine. Fine. Actually, I feel bad because I was speaking with him the day that he was admitted. That moment I run and I went to one of the clinic and put my vaccine. I say I feel bad, but I just saw it like that, and I went run away quickly.
Good.
And I'm gonna be beside you, helping you, making you happy, and all that. But I put my vaccine.
and young people especially, I know they feel strong and you feel, you know, healthy, but we want to make sure because the young people aren't, you know, they're not getting as vaccinated as fast as the old people, so we want to make sure your message gets out to them.
Exactly. That's why we encouraging everybody, and we just telling you, because we are seeing it every day. Even the young people can get the vaccine, you know, and prevent all this. Because even if you're young, like Rublas, you feel good. You think you can reach the top of the mountain of the world. If the virus gets you, it will get you. Yeah. So the best way to get rid of all this and be at least have something to cover yourself and also to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. And more value than your life is nothing. So right. Why if you put just a vaccine, you can cover yourself and cover your life, even with your loved ones. So I think the vaccine will be the right way to go.
Okay.
The whole world is desiring this vaccination. And then they're traveling from overseas over here to the United States and to get vaccinated. So now that we have it here for free in every corner you go, so why not to do it? Why not to, why wait until you get sick just like me? Right. Being a health worker that was, you know, dealing with this COVID patients, and then it is really, you know, a shame that people don't get, you know, advantage of this opportunity that we're having here in our country. And then why not getting vaccinated? That's a true message that we want to send out there to the public.
That's great. And you're the two guys people don't want to see, except outside the hospital, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But I'm glad you're there, because I know you're helping out with the, and you're great nurses, and it's wonderful you're there for these patients, and now you're there for everyone. And thank you for doing this. I know you're working today, because you guys, I'm sure you work a lot of overtime, and you don't have a lot of free time. So we really, you know, we really appreciate you doing this, and I guess we're going to wrap up with that. And you've just been great. And thank you for being great leaders in your union and in advocating for your patients and your fellow coworkers.
Thank you so much for joining us. And as you all, you know, shared your wonderful information, I'm going to share my screen one more time. In addition to the information that Rublas and Wilson shared, our 1199 SEIU will make sure that with our podcast and with our webcast, we have a resource page, and we drop the links in there. We have a resource page from 1199SEIU.org. There are messages and videos from additional members across our union, from New York and Massachusetts to Florida. As Rublas and Betsy talked to you about, there's also the link for you to schedule an appointment or to look up where you can do a walk-in to get your vaccines here in Florida. They also mentioned research and news. Our union has the latest on the updates for the research, what we're doing on the front line, everything from how this vaccine was developed, because that Betsy will tell you this is what 10 years in the making, right? The technology is not new. 20 years. Thank you. Correct me. The technology, the vaccine technology has been out there. And so any information that you may need, you can get it from Wilson and Rublas and Betsy, or you can go straight to our 1199 SEIU website. I'm scrolling pretty quickly, but if you want to know more about the vaccine, more about the virus, and all the ways that it can help protect you and our community, this is where it is. So we thank you for joining us. Betsy, Rublas, and Wilson, I'm going to play our outro music while you all wish our members farewell.
Bye, everybody. Thanks. Thank you.
Have a awesome year, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Rublas. Thank you, Wilson. It was great.
Thank you.
Yes.
And thanks for taking time.
Yes, we appreciate you all from our hospitals. And as I said at the beginning of this podcast, Coming up next is our members in long-term care in the nursing homes. And then in part three, you'll hear from our staff in terms of how they are engaging and interacting with management to resolve issues, to make sure our members have what they need to continue to work and do the great things that Rublas and Wilson are doing, as well as anything else related to the negotiations. You all have a good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And to the night shift, we also send you some love. Good night.